Welcome to Listening Station by Feral Practice. This episode brings audio recorded at Meet the Insects, a Listening Station event with Nick Hudson of Wild Pace, together with snippets from Feral Practice talking to botanist David Hawkins as they get excited about the insects they're finding at Mangotsfield Station.
So you can draw the little snail later on. Oh, look at that. Wow, everybody can look through that.
So we got all sorts of bugs. We've got little ones with lots of legs. How many does... There's a spider. Does anybody know how many legs a spider has?
Eight.
You're so clever, you lot. Parents? Yeah, any guesses?
That's a nymph of one of the bugs.
So that looks sort of almost aqua.
Yeah.
Coloured.
That's exactly it.
Don't get in there.
You know, you were asking about the nymphs of the tortoise bug, for example, and how small they are. There's one.
Oh, crikey.
It's tiny, isn't it?
Would you know what that is? It's barely more than a dot.
That's really
cute.
Oh,
hello. Really. It's actually quite stripy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cute little thing, isn't it? So that's going to become...
Almost completely circular.
Yeah, it's going to become that lovely bug. Try to find that ladybird. It's somewhere in the mix here. There's a little tiny weevil there with a very long nose.
This one.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's so cartoon.
Yeah.
Isn't it? With that crazy nose.
Yeah. Really, really long snout. Oh, that bishop's mitre. What's that? Ooh, that's an interesting weevil. That's a very different sort of weevil. That's got its snout is folded right over, curved right over. Very different. So it's kind of, instead of being like that, it's like that.
Elephant.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Ah, there's the ladybird, right. Okay. There it is. Oh, very lovely little things, these. 24 spot ladybird.
And is that the normal size for it?
Yeah, they are small.
Teeny.
Yeah, they are quite small.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those before.
And it eats grass. And what a charming little thing.
Yeah, it is very cute.
And
so it's sort of, like you say, it's more terracotta, isn't it, than bright red.
That's it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pleasing, isn't it?
Cool.
Yeah. I'll put that on my list quickly. I just stopped because there's a bee here that's hanging out on this patch, and then...
Is that another of those ladybirds? No, a different one.
Oh, nice. Oh, a seven spot. A classic seven spot. So there's some bee nests here.
Oh, yeah.
There's one there, and they do like the bare ground.
Would you be able to hazard a guess what kind of bee would live in that hole?
There's quite a number that could be living in that hole. Well, there's an ant's nest there. Actually, maybe that's an ant's nest exit, not a bee hole. I wonder.
Possibly.
It does look quite bee-esque. Anyway, sorry, you wanted to go outside the wall, so I think
it's a cool idea. Kind of got more interesting. So there's quite a few geraniums. We've got Herb Robert here as well.
We have, yeah. Ah, and we've got
hedge wound wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is one of my favourites. I love that stuff.
It's one of my favourites as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I love it. And
it's a beauty.
It is stunning. And yeah, the bees go mad for it. And there's some quite cool bugs that turn up on it as well sometimes. But, Oh, there's a spooky fly there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting fly.
Oh, it looks like a skull.
Yeah, it's like a terrifying little thing. I'm going to just see if I can catch it because it's Sicus ferrugineus. I know what it's called just because it's a fly you see a lot. It's quite sinister looking, isn't it?
It's quite sinister. It does look... There's something about it's got really big dark eyes and a pale head, which makes it look like a skull.
Mm, yeah, it does.
It's got kind of very pointy mouth parts that are strange.
It's doubly sinister because it parasitizes bumblebees. So it's waiting around here, is what it always does, to lay an egg. It will pounce on a bumblebee and then lay an egg on it.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And then the larvae consumes the bee.
That's definitely not friendly.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I think
Oh, there's a snail on the stone. You're right, Mariana.
Oh, I know.
Sorry,
well done.
Yeah, so that's a banded snail. Can you put it in that?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to put it in this tub, my love?
Oh,
there we go. Well done. He'll pop his head out soon.
Can I just
say hello?
Look at that.
Oh, so my friend.
So what's that? And it's a snail blowing a trumpet.
Friend.
What noise does it make?
A sort of.
Yes.
I will hold it.
Right.
Beatles.
No, but we found.
Daddy, why didn't you put it back in the net?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Can I have a look?
Right.
Does it have a particular name?
This one is Samantha. So Ruby's not.
Don't want to put it all up, really.
There's quite a lot of low down. There's these sort of cuckoo spit type things. Is that cuckoo spit or is that something else?
It is cuckoo spit. It's, that's the larvae of the common froghopper.
So why does it do, what does it do and why does it do that?
That is the larva of the common froghopper, which is a very ubiquitous, charming bug. And the adult comes in many colour forms, so it's quite confusing. In fact, just this morning I saw one that looked absolutely fantastic. It looked like it was wearing houndstooth or something. Never seen that colour form before.
Yeah.
And of course, initially I thought, oh wow, what's this? You know, new bug. And it was a common froghopper, which is fine.
So it's just one species, but it's like they're a bit glamorous and they like changing their clothes a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And they are one species, but they are in a very large group of species which are very overlooked and not given the attention they deserve.
The froghoppers.
Yeah, the froghoppers and the plant hoppers in general.
Because they're so tiny though, aren't they?
They are really small. In fact, this is one of the largest.
Is it?
Relatively speaking. Well, yeah, it is pretty big. By the standards of froghoppers and plant hoppers and leaf hoppers. And the larvae drink the sap of many plants, actually. They're quite cosmopolitan in terms of what they consume. And then they excrete this lovely foam, like you get in a posh restaurant, you know, when you get like, I don't know, some kind of truffle foam or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they excrete the foam and then they sort of live in the foam. And sort of,
and that protects them.
Yeah, they kind of swim about in it. I think when they pupate, when they're ready to move on to being an adult, I think the foam kind of hardens into this little case, and then they just chill out in there and get dressed. Yeah, yeah, they are really good, aren't they?
I like the idea of them as having a changing room.
You got
there. Oh, I got loads.
You got
of
the
them.
Lots in there.
Yeah.
Beautiful peacock.
There's a red spider in here.
Oh, really? I can't see. Oh, yeah, I see on the side.
Yeah, and I think I have a little bit of ink on me.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's
yeah.
So bright colour.
I was trying to find Nick.
He's coming back in a sec. He's just gone to get a pot.
I just need to find him.
Poor Nick.
Go and find him. Bring him home.
Listening Station was commissioned as part of Mangotsfield Folly, a project curated by Suzanne Heath in partnership with Artel 31. It's supported by Arts Council England, Emerson's Green Town Council, and Sustrans.